Well, now you know a little bit about grudges and stories and how we use unhappiness. We all use unhappiness to take care of ourselves. And isn't it possible that people who have treated you wrong in the past were just being unhappy? You know, maybe it really wasn't about you. If you look at the meaning, and you were punished by someone who you loved, maybe your parents, older sibling, whatever. If you look at it, you might think, this means I'm worthless. It means I'm unlovable. But maybe it doesn't mean that at all. Maybe it doesn't mean anything about you. Maybe when someone attacks you, they're just unhappy. They have a lot of pain inside them, and they're just trying to get it out, and they're doing the best they can. They just don't know any better because they haven't listened to this audio. They haven't been exposed to this. So I'd like you to consider that everyone is running around in this world full of pain that they've been storing since they were little. Everyone started out as a little kid. Everyone got smacked around a bit, had some hard shots, suffered some emotional wounds, and didn't know what to do with it. I'd like to suggest that maybe when people mistreat you, it really doesn't say anything about you at all. It just says something about them, that they're a little bit unhappy. And believe it or not, they are doing the best they can with what they know and with the tools they have, just like you have always been doing the best you could do with the tools you had, with the knowledge that you had, and with the pain that you had. Would you tend to agree? Think about it for a moment now. In your heart of hearts, haven't you always done the best you could do? Really, with what you knew at the time, with your life skills at any given time, you have always been doing the best you could do. And it's time for you to acknowledge that. And when you acknowledge that, you can let go of the guilt. You can quit blaming yourself for not being perfect. You have always done the best you can do. And so has everyone else. And if you can acknowledge that, you can forgive yourself. And in the moment that you forgive yourself, you forgive everyone else the same way. We are all doing the best we can do, and it's time to stop attacking ourselves, and it's time to stop attacking others. We're all doing the best we can do. And when you realize that, you can forgive the world, and that's one of the great powers that you have. You can forgive the entire world and start creating a new life. Start creating a new world. So does that thought help you? Because if you know you've always done the best you could do and that everyone is always doing the best they can do, it makes it a lot easier to forgive people. And that thought is called a paradigm shift. A paradigm shift is a new thought. It's a new way of looking at life. And whenever you make a paradigm shift, you change your world completely. So now I'd like to teach you a little bit about paradigm shifting so that you can make a paradigm shift whenever you want to. You can simply make up a loving thought that lets people off the hook. You can simply say they're doing the best they can. I'm doing the best I can. That's a paradigm shift. Whenever you tell your story differently, you're making a paradigm shift. And the simplest way to get there is to ask yourself a question. Hey, what's another way of looking at this? That's a good question. Next time you're upset, try that. Hey, what's another way I could tell the story? What's another way of looking at this? What does it mean? What else could it mean? Try it sometime. Paradigm shifting is the most powerful way to change your world. So when something's upsetting you, you could ask a wild question like, what's wonderful about this? Now your mind has to go there. What is wonderful about this? Now you're going to be forced to tell a new story, which is a happy ending version of the story, or a nobody's wrong version of the story, you see? The fast way is to just ask a new question. Hey, how can I turn this into the best thing that ever happened to me? And you can go back to, what does it mean? What else could it mean? You see? Paradigm shifting is the most powerful thing you can do to change your beliefs. Changing your beliefs is the most powerful thing you can do to change your world and your behavior. Don't try to change your behavior without changing your beliefs. It won't work. That's why it's impossible to forgive people until you understand that carrying a grudge and holding pain was a way you protected yourself and took care of yourself, and you don't need that anymore. So don't try to change your outer behavior without changing your inner beliefs. You can do both at the same time. You can use your outer behavior, like being unhappy or getting angry, running around, ranting and raving, you can use that behavior to trigger an inquiry, like, hey, I wonder why I'm doing that. Wow, I seem to be really upset about blank. Gee, wonder why that makes me unhappy. Because of this, that, and the other thing. Wow, what does that mean? Well, it means I'm unlovable. Gee, does it really mean that? Wow, I don't know. Does it mean that? What else could it mean? You see, you got to learn how to talk to yourself in a good way. And always speak kindly. You know, there's nothing wrong with being unhappy. You got to remember, it's a long lifetime habit. So now, just use your unhappiness to trigger an inquiry so that you don't have to stay unhappy and so that you don't have to store your unhappiness as stress and sickness and low vitality and disease. Use unhappiness to trigger an inquiry or a question, or change your belief instantaneously with a paradigm shift. You see, once you've realized that your past is nothing but a collection of stories designed to take care of you, you can drop your past. And once you drop your past, you can start living now. And when you're living now, if you ever get unhappy, you know what it's all about. You know the whole dynamics of unhappiness now. You can just drop it. You can just exhale. Or you can just say, hey, what do I want? And then just go for what you want. Or you can say, hey, what's great about this? And make a paradigm shift. Prior to knowing the dynamics of unhappiness, you can't do that. Because inevitably, what will happen is suppression, which is like storing grievances, storing grudges, burying hard feelings. But once you know how the whole dynamic works and you've experienced it a few times through process, then it is safe to just drop it in the moment and get on with your life. Get on with being resourceful and creative. And the way you do that is you recognize you are in charge of what things mean. You are in charge of your perception. It's up to you. You make a decision what things mean. The whole world is up to you to define. It's up to you to decide what everything means, okay? Once you realize that, you just make it up as you go. What does that mean? It means that I'm learning some valuable lessons, you know? It's up to you to decide. So remember, once you're free of the past, you've dropped your stories, you understand what you've been doing, then you live in real time, you live now. If you get unhappy, you got a lot of choices. You can simply say, hey, what do I want? And what am I willing to do? And do I have to be unhappy to do that? And then you just do a little option, you know? Give yourself some options of some different things you can do besides being unhappy. And then pick the easiest one or pick the one that you're willing to do. You can question away your beliefs. Just say, hey, what does it mean? And then say, does it really mean that? Do I believe that? What am I afraid would happen if I didn't believe that? Play with it a little bit and let it go. Once you realize that you can take care of yourself without hard beliefs and judgments, it's okay to just let them go. Your old stories you should actually process Get this audio out, make some notes, and actually process your stories, your old ones, through the 6 stories that I recommended. And do the work. Yeah, you really should do it. It'll teach you a lot of things. Do it with a friend. Have some fun. Call it, you know, storytelling day, whatever. Do that work. Then consider your grudges are like throwing hot coals. While you're carrying the hot coals, they're out dancing. So you can drop them too. Simply declare, it's over. I want to forgive. Let go of those old grudges. There's a good reason to do it. Stored stresses, they kill you, okay? Your grudges and grievances, your lack of forgiveness where it exists, causes sickness. It ages you. It tires you. Deadens your whole life. So please, start forgiving. Forgive yourself. Know that you're always doing the best you can do, and so is everyone else.